Watson Hall presents
Trail of the Loathsome Slime with Nick Marsh as the Keeper of Arcane Law.
So, the prologue.
Yeah, well, you're in on a ship full of nutters.
Yeah. Various nutters are attacking us.
We are working towards making the non-nutter contingent a majority of the remaining crew.
I think you may already be in that contingent. Let me see. There's a lot of crossed out names here.
have we killed them all, Nick?
No.
Not quite.
They've mostly killed each other.
Oh, well,
they had done a lot of self-killing. So, on the bridge, Oliver is faced by a Norman. Meanwhile, as who has just flung open the door, he's swishing a knife in a semi-expert fashion at Oliver, who turns out to be rather good with an axe. So, see how it goes. He's covered in blood, Oliver. Not his own, I don't think. Well, maybe mostly not his own.
I am currently at full hit points.
Okay, so yes.
And those unless are you... his own.
meanwhile, immaculately coiffured professor has just been knocked unconscious by a shim?
No.
By a shandy? Or is he still conscious?
We are tussling ineffectually.
Oh, that's right. You gave him both barrels of a pump-action shotgun, which didn't kill him, but hurt him real bad. And then he scrabbled at your kneecaps.
Yeah. He's fondling my legs, which, under current circumstances, I disapprove of.
Yeah, that's fair enough. In other situations, you may be more amenable, perhaps. It's not up to me. I'm not judging.
Such rumours are entirely accurate. Yes.
Okay. Meanwhile, Tom has just lived up to his name by making the inner facet of someone's nose reverse itself into their brain.
Which is commonly known as tomming.
Yes, yes, tomming them. He's tommed him right in the face.
Which is now anyway.
And he has dropped with a thud, thank you, Pepina, to the deck below and thudded on top of both... Eric and Peter? I thought we killed Peter. I've got deceased next to him, so that's... deckhand, which is very much the same thing. So
you're confusing the markings for deckhand with deceased.
It's very similar.
The hiring policy on this ship suddenly makes sense.
You know what medical handwriting's like.
So, Ophelia and Dr. Crippen have just opened the door. They've just anesthetized another sea fellow.
Locked him up.
And just as you sort of throw him in the nearest cabin and shut the door and then jam it shut with a broom handle, there is you turn towards the steps leading up towards the bridge. And there is a thud as a nautical fellow drops down from a hatch in the ceiling with an unusually shaped head. You haven't seen anyone with a head this shape before. But they thud down on top of the two fellows at the bottom of the ladder. And let's see if any of them gets injured due to that.
Are they all... sailors.
They're kind of... You recognise it. Yeah, there's no one here you haven't seen before.
They're all down at the other end of the corridor from where we are, aren't they?
Though? It's Percy and Eric. The coxswain and the cook. Percy may have been made unconscious in a previous episode, but we're retrofitting it because I think I crossed out the wrong person at some point. Okay, he dodges out of the way. He fails to dodge out of the way and gets clonked on the head by a falling sailor. I reckon that's a D6. Okay. So a body of a sailor falls onto two of the other people who are also moving in that kind of rabid, fast kind of zombie way, as made famous by 28 Days Later.
Not sure we'd have put ourselves in full view of these guys if we'd have seen them.
So what's happened is you've just shut the door behind you and you were heading round the corner to, I think, cautiously to creep back towards the bridge. And this is what, as you just sort of peek your head out, you see the body fall and
so
land on these two.
Seeing it round the corner. Okay, so we
You are not like, hello, you were in full. They are not making any attempt to hide. You can hear them as you approach. So it's quite easy to sneak up on them when they are both trying to scrabble. And now they're both kind of fighting each other and Percy tries to sort of start up at the ladder, and then Eric grabs his legs and pulls him down, and then they start cracking.
Two or three of them?
There were three. Now there's one body and two conscious people.
Okay.
Yes.
One each?
You're welcome, by the way.
The good captain has basically kicked one down the ladder rather more force than one
with
needs
prejudice.
To push him down the ladder.
I don't think he was trying to gently push him down. He was trying to deter him from coming up, which he has, to be fair, successfully done.
There you go. So you can't argue with results.
No. Okay.
Who fell down the ladder?
That's what I like to hear. Fell down the ladder. Yes. Who fell down the ladder?
Was it Paul?
We're not playing Guess Who here, Nick. Did he have beard and the glasses? That narrows it down.
Paul Yates, the ornithologist?
Oh no, he's long gone.
Henry, the mild-mannered janitor?
Could be.
Oh, I had written this down as well, but I've already crossed him out because there's a lot of crosstail people. I can't remember. It doesn't matter now.
Doesn't matter. Okay.
He's dead.
He's dead, Jim. He's dead. No, they're all dead.
So, meanwhile, let's switch back to Oliver, who is being approached by Norman, swishing his dagger, and by dagger I mean knife, a sea knife, I believe we'd established.
He's got a folding clasp knife, and he's basically whipped it out.
It's not folding, it's a proper...
it'll be a... Trust me, you have a folding knife on a ship. You really don't want to be...
Oh, right, that makes
sense. Have anything pointy and sharp.
Unless you're going to go scuba diving, or it's a
trawler. I was going to say, unless you're scuba diving.
It's a rope rubber, as you call it.
You
do have sheaths for these things.
Yeah.
A rope condom. Not rope. Knife condom.
Knife.
A rope condom. Wow.
Ooh, that just brings a tear to your eye.
Not really. Not me.
Well, I think let's just try to render this whole discussion moot by acting up the axe.
All right, Norman, what's your dex, Oliver? I think you're faster than Norman.
I doubt it. 8.
No, you're not faster than Norman, who swings his knife at you. You, as the previous round, as you remember, you could dodge if you want. He's making no attempt to dodge. He's nuts. Or you can grin and bear it.
I'm going to take the risk and let him have a go at me on the basis that I won't have a go at him.
Okay, so you'll definitely get your attack in whatever happens.
Assuming I'm still upright.
Well, he has rolled a 98 on his attack.
So he's just stabbed himself.
He's just stood there.
Oh, thank you for the knife.
And dropped his knife.
I think I will make him make a dex check. There isn't like a... His knife hasn't malfunctioned. But I will have him make a dex check to see if he... 97. Okay. So he swings his knife round.
How did you get the peg leg then?
I'm just remembering a game many years ago when the system was similar, but there was an animal attack with similar rolls, and the GM just said he misses. He drops his teeth.
I'm going to give him a luck roll. Either his knife is hammering into the wall, then you can't get it out, or it's hammering into him. So luck. What's his luck? he is quite lucky, believe it or not.
Not 98 lucky though.
75. He's not that lucky. So
he's just stabbed himself, hasn't he?
presumably to get out of fighting Oliver. A knife. What's that? A D6 plus his damage bonus. Everyone on this ship has got like a brick shit out so far, but not Norman. He's a wee little man.
My knife is a D4 for what that's worth.
Okay.
Yeah, I
well,
think
that
knives
seems
are.
Fair.
I've got one.
Right. Okay. He does 4 plus his no damage bonus.
When you finish, okay. Mon.
He stabs his knife into his meaty thigh and then howls like someone who has just done that.
Okay.
What would you like to do, Oliver? That doesn't mean he's still got the knife because he pulls it back out again.
You are allowed to laugh hysterically while you're...
Yeah, laughing hysterically is a zero-cost action. but I will have a go at him with the axe, which I already have ready to in hand, so...
Yeah. It's the sharp end you're using? Just to check? Okay, all right. That's fine.
Who holds an axe by the
thought
other end?
I might take pity of him. I pity on him.
Well, then you just turn it.
Pity, I don't have two axes.
You don't hold the other end. I mean, good God.
That's a normal hit, so... let's see.
All right, that'll be some axe damage.
Yeah, and...
Is it a D8 plus 1? I can't remember.
You did say D8 last time, yes. Yeah, so
I think it's better than a club, isn't it?
It seems
fair. Yeah.
So combine that with my damage
better
bonus.
Than a club? An axe!
I seem to have a lot of Cthulhu character damage bonuses lately. That will be a total of 8.
That is just what you need. He drops to the floor, not moving anymore. You can check him over if you like, but he's no longer a threat.
Just to make sure.
Do you have first aid?
I have.
I wouldn't bother.
Yes, I actually have more than default first aid.
Let's have what is your first aid skill?
50.
He's alive. You didn't need to roll that.
Yeah, I can tell he's still squirting.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't look like he's hit a major artery or anything. He's unconscious. Probably stable.
Is there any rope or strapping or anything lying about the place?
There'll be some out on it. Probably not in the bridge, but just in a...
There's rope everywhere.
For now, my job is to keep defending the same guy on the bridge.
Yes, Arnold, who is wrestling with the wheel.
So I'll stick with that for now, but when there's a chance, I think we can restrain him.
Well, there doesn't seem to be anyone else coming in the door.
My job is to keep this door until my mates get back, so that's what I'm going to do.
Okay, good. All right, you are defending the door. It is just... The sky is lightening, slightly. And Arnold's wrestling with the wheel. Not lightning, lightening. Oh. Like the placenta thing. So...
What?
Whenever anyone misspells lightning, they mean the amniotic fluid sac is...
What?
When people put lightening, which always winds me up, but people who otherwise can spell perfectly well seem quite happy to stick an E in the middle of lightning for some reason. Well, that's what a loosening of your amniotic sac, which is a pre-birth.
Or just something being lighter that isn't related in any way.
Okay, whatever you want to think
a lady's
about, that's what I think of. Don't make it sound like you think about ladies in your bits.
We're not thinking you think about ladies' bits. You're probably thinking about cow bits.
I am thinking about.
Not sure if that's more disturbing or not.
It's more disturbing.
I think we'll go for a lot.
Quite a lot more disturbing.
Oh, I'll just send this message that my cat has for you all. That's obviously.
Sorry, wait, there's a code in there somewhere. If you can crack it.
Feed me, you bastard! I think. right. Arnold is starting to swear somewhat and sweating. I have to go in now. It's high tide. I've got to go in now.
Hey, you're the guy who knows how to drive the ship, man.
Oh, okay. He's looking a little stressed about the whole procedure. Meanwhile, Shandy and the Professor... The spin-off miniseries following this. He's baring his teeth like a grumpy badger, and he is about to attack you again.
I will shoot him.
Okay, much as any
not
grumpy
messing
banter.
Around at all, are you?
Yes. You were being really good last session. You were trying
I mean, you did shoot him twice and then try and club him, but...
It's... This whole non-lethal thing is not working out for me.
Okay.
I've been trying, but for some reason the bastards have basically suicide themselves on the end of my fist. Or foot, or...
You, I think that's the first person you have killed. I think most of the others you've punched into unconsciousness. Shandy, how did you do? He's not attempting to dodge.
I've got a 63 over 50, so not great.
You get two shots, but he's going to get an attack in first. He claws at your fabrics in various areas.
I try again. 32, that's more like it.
Alright, that'll be...
Boom, boom, shake.
2d6. I think you rolled spectacularly rubbish on your first.
I did.
Where can we hear gunfire from?
You both hear boom, boom from above. Just up the ladder in front of you. Okay. What do we call it? Cockle? What's it called?
Companionway, dear boy.
Companionway.
Okay.
Believe he is unconscious on 2 hit points. And let's see if he remains conscious. What am I talking about? he would have failed his con roll anyway, but on 2 hit points, I think you're unconscious in Cthulhu. You shoot him. So this guy, this ornithologist, has taken 3 shotgun blasts and he's still going. But where he's going at the moment is floorwards, beard first.
Get off your wretched man.
He'll have a soft landing then.
Yes, he doesn't take any further damage because the impact is... this is why people have goatees in the first place, I think.
I've read research indicating that...
The crumpled beard is significantly underestimated.
The beard crumples him. Yeah.
May have evolved to defend against punching.
I've been reading another book about Skiffle, and believe me, there was a sudden prevalence of goatees.
Okay. At this point, Ophelia and Dr. Crippen and Tom can all act at this point. Tom, someone's just fallen to the floor.
Trying to defend this stairway, so I will glance around occasionally to check that. I think, isn't Sandy with me?
Sandy is right behind you.
Yeah.
You've heard of fire off the gun another couple of times.
I'm going to check that everything's still all right there, just glance around, but basically I want to make sure that nobody's... You know, sneakily going to shoot me or stab me with a very long thing.
Yes,
coming up. So I might grab one of those fire extinguishers.
Okay, you pick up a fire extinguisher.
Drop
you quickly
it down the stairs.
You quickly hoover up the tactical situation, but you're used to calling it tax it because you're like
what?
You
know, really?
Soldier.
No, I don't
SP.
Think
SP. Is that right?
SP. No, that was a nickname for your son. Which don't believe for a minute I've forgotten and I won't tell him about when I consider him old enough.
He's old enough to hold a grudge now, so yeah, that was right.
So it's the foul language I was thinking about. It's fine with the grudge.
State of play. SP. What's the SP? Hello again, Pepino. Yeah, all right, I will feed you in a minute. So
Nick, I mean, a pet name's one thing, but talking to your cock, really?
Is that my cock?
3 heads on. Oh, dear.
Anyway.
The Centauri all over again.
You quickly suck in the SP. The behind you, Shandy is standing over the motionless form of Professor Schmidt. While below you, you can hear rattling and growling and thudding noises, but no more. Sounds like it's at the bottom of the causeway.
Companionway.
Channel. Companionway. It's ironic because these two are nowhere near companions. It's more of a kind of
so they're beating each other
way.
Up.
Yes. At this point, they're now having a go at each other.
Yeah, I was thinking, I mean, they ought to be... They shouldn't be teaming up, really, should they? They should be going at everybody.
I mean, there are a number of bodies down in the cabins. So they don't seem to be coordinated enough to be getting up the ladder.
Excellent.
Ophelia and Doctor.
Are they intent on each other enough that we could stab them with something to knock them out?
Well,
possibly.
Oh yeah, you'd whipped something up, hadn't you?
Got
yeah.
Like six syringes full, or yeah. Five syringes full now. Yeah. Possibly, but they're unpredictable, so you think so,
okay,
but you don't
so
know for
I'm
sure.
I'm quite keen on following the good captain's thought process, and are there any fire extinguishers nearby where we are?
Yes. Yeah, there's one in every corridor. So, yes.
Thinking that throwing a fire extinguisher at one of them.
All right, you pick up a fire extinguisher.
You could let it off at them. That would confuse them.
I mean, that's the non-lethal option, as yeah. opposed to the big, heavy cylinder of metal
which,
in the conch. Yeah. That's
they're not full size. They're the you know the mini versions that you have. They're still pretty.
Are they?
Chunky. Okay.
No, they won't be that small. They'll be enough to actually put out a
well,
fire.
Well, yeah, they're not a huge full-size fire extinguisher, but
no,
they are
will be.
Big. No, not this one.
They got their ship on the
he's
cheek.
He's no, trying to reduce the... He's trying to reduce the body count, Mark,
they're
so just
still
let him
heavy.
Have this.
You better go for the skull just to be on the safe side.
Repeatedly.
Okay, are you approaching
easier
them?
To swing.
I will try and creep forward reasonably quietly.
Okay, Doctor.
I'm following with a syringe ready to stab one of them, not Ophelia.
All right, let's have stealth rolls for both of you. They are at bad disadvantage for listening.
25 of 30.
Okay, well done.
So I've got 22 over 10, I'm afraid.
Okay, so you approach the ship buckles when it should flop, and so you're not expecting that the manoeuvre, and you thud quite loudly into the wall. And not only that, your extinguisher clangs into the wall. It's not bonkers, but it makes enough noise that Peter turns round, and then he's immediately clubbed in the back of the head by Eric.
Go, Eric.
Who does?
I'm on Team Eric. But...
we're enjoying this, by the way. We're very keen on the NPCs just taking each other out while we just go.
I like it almost as much as when NPCs get into a big conversation with each other and there's no way out for the GM.
Yeah, I prefer them fighting, to be honest. Neither of them have damage bonuses. Peter takes two. He's already taken two from a corpse.
I know a GM who does that well enough that at one point I remember being quite worried that a fight was going to break out.
Between the characters.
As he was arguing with himself.
Yeah.
I liked Hal doing
you
it
just
when he
sit
had the
back
two different voices, both of which hurt his throat.
Oh, his goblin voice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well,
here's me building bridges. Here's you being a twat.
All my voices are goblin voices. Okay, Tom, you can see down below there is some scuffling. I'm going to make a power roll for Eric to see if he can resist the urge to break away and attack the new thing that he's noticed. He has failed to resist the urge. So he gets clubbed on the back of the head, staggers, and then leaps towards Ophelia.
Okay, in which case he is definitely getting a thrown... fire extinguisher.
Or you could just hold
not
it and
you're
hit
not
him with
or,
it.
Actually, no.
I'll just club him.
Okay. What?
For a moment, we had tactics, but then no. Let's just twat him with it.
No, actually.
Do not disarm yourself.
Yeah, I was going to say, do not get rid of your only weapon.
That does.
Oh, we'll be fine.
I'm actually better off grappling him.
Really?
Which worries me. Nicholas,
But why does she have a grapple, that higher grapple skill?
She's a judo person.
Yeah, right.
Not so that you've got martial arts or anything.
Okay, so.
In that case, you might as well throw the extinguisher and then try and grapple him.
Okay, I'm going to do that. Let us throw the extinguisher.
All right, throw roll.
My throw roll is 23 under 25, so I actually make my throw.
Well, you are under a dex in feet as well, so I think I would have given you a bonus. All right, you throw the fire extinguisher at him as he leaps towards you. He's not trying to dodge, because they're all nuts. You may roll a d6 plus your damage bonus. Okay.
Which is 2d6.
Blimey.
She's a big girl.
She's big, but she's a good girl. She's a good big girl.
Hello, my darling. It's me.
That's 8 points of damage.
Whoa, there's a clong and a thud, and he kind of continues moving because momentum.
In a twitchy way.
He crumples the floor at your feet.
Oh, good God.
Clong!
So is that both of them down then?
No, because not Arnold, he's driving the ship. Peter, who was behind, is still there, and now he was attacking. Eric, but Eric's gone. So I'm going to see: does he run up the ladder, or does he charge?
Let him run up the ladder, because that would be the most stupid thing to do. Therefore,
the captain can hit him on the head with the.
He does. So he turns, grabs the ladder, and starts slobbering his way up it.
Over to you, Captain.
Well, I mean, anybody slobbering the way up is definitely going to get a fire extinguisher in the face, particularly if it's one of those powder or foam ones.
Rather than spraying it at his face?
I'm going to spray it at his face. Yeah. Okay. If it's water, I'm not, because I may as well have a squirty flour.
But he's not a cat on the bookshelves, yeah.
CO2 works really, really well to slow people down.
I worry about the air of authority you have when you make these pronouncements, Mark. Oh, yeah, the CO2 is fine. It really slows down the scouts.
I'm just going to go, Boy Scouts, that's all you need to know.
I think, there would be a worry about electrical fires. A powder.
So be the powder or CO2.
I would have thought. Let's go powder, because CO2 in a confined space.
You still don't want it in your
face.
Might
not be the best idea. Okay. You say. And squirt it in his face. There's no way you're going to miss. He's coming up a small hole and you're pointing at him.
It's whether he can shut his eyes and shut his mouth.
Yes, let's give him a dex. Well, a dodge roll, I think, is fair enough. What's that normally if you don't have dodge? Double your dex.
Double dex, yeah.
Oh, my God. 98. So
98, fantastic.
Falls off the ladder.
To his death,
straight
no
down
doubt.
His throat.
And takes 3 damage. So you see him scrabble up the ladder. There's a spraying noise. His face goes white, but not in a kind of fear way, as in he's been covered in powder externally way. And he drops to the bottom of the ladder again.
I stab him with a syringe.
Scratching. Okay, fair enough.
Luckily, the powder will help to mop up some of the blood, so that's it'll soak that.
I think I'll just have it is a combat roll, really, because he can't dodge, but you do have to actually hit him because he's moving around.
Yeah, for the sedative, okay.
For the
0-7? I don't care what I'm rolling against, but I got 0-7.
Straight in the right buttock. He, a few seconds later, drops to the floor.
Would have been awful if it had been the wrong buttock. Grammy, it is the wrong buttock! And it's gone wrong!
Up on the bridge.
Apologies to anyone wanting a horror game this evening.
Arnold is tugging on the thing. I can't see. Can you get the... And as he says that, there is a grinding, crunching noise as of rocks scraping against the side of a ship.
That doesn't sound good.
And ho!
We go up the companionway.
We get up the companionway, we start going towards life ropes.
Quite quickly after that, there is something of a list to the ship.
How something? I mean, are we talking dramatically, suddenly we're thrown into the walls, or just
it's
footings
not
a little?
It's Poseidon Adventure, but it is, well, I don't know. 30...
The Poseidon Adventure was not a list. The damn thing turned upside down. I mean, there's British understatement, and there's that.
It comes under the overall category of list as opposed to, of a sort of ship injury.
I fear the ship has taken on a slight list, madam. Please let me help you up from the chandelier.
About 30 degrees currently.
Oh, right. Okay, that's quite serious.
I'm gonna steer it into the shadows. Not the shadows, the shallows. Yes.
Pity, hot man.
If you're the only one who can hear this. Meanwhile, your companions. Well, you are reunited with the Doctor and Ophelia.
Everyone okay?
I suppose we've been in a bit of a running brawl all this time.
No injuries?
Not to us, I don't think. You're all right there, Sandy?
But basically, yes. Good.
Basically. The Doctor does have
plugged
a first
in the
aid
face
kit
somewhat.
On her back.
Yeah, I do.
Sorry, in the stomach. I got punched in the stomach.
Ah, right.
You might have a bit of bruising.
Nothing serious, I think, but very uncomfortable.
There is a kind of further grinding noise ahead.
Let's get to
the sun
the
is starting to come up now.
Do you think the ship is going to sink?
I think, well, if it is... Or it's not. I think being up on deck is a very good idea.
I'm just thinking about all those unconscious people we've left downstairs.
We can't help them if we're down here with them. We need to ascertain what the situation is, and then we can dash back down, I think.
Yes, I suppose you're right.
Oliver, your friends reappear. Through the kind of grey gloom, you can make out a dark shape ahead of you. Above the rollicking ocean waves, which are rather a bit calmer now. I'm going to take her into the shallows.
Would you Arnold like repeats. Me to slow the engines down so you're not trying to go in at full speed?
Well, he can. He's got one of them, you know.
Yes, which is a signal for the people down in the engine room to speed things up or slow things down.
Oh, it's not just the throttle. This is where he's gone
it's
wrong.
It's not a throttle, no. Because if you notice, they don't just move it gradually. They sort of ring it.
Okay. In that case, yes. Yes, please, quick.
Shit, is that what that does? I'm just...
Okay.
He knows that. He's known all along.
I will peg it down. Actually, to be fair, No, actually, this size it probably still is. I will peg it back down and I will basically drop the engine speed.
Unaccompanied?
I'll just go down. I'm basically...
I'll go with you, just to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay. It's no trouble. You don't need to roll for that. You can tick it, though, if you like, your mechanical repair or your seaman thing.
My seaman is already ticked.
Ahead of you, those on
go off
the bridge,
like a ticking seaman,
will note as you grind to a kind of halt. By kind of halt, I don't want to worry you. You do stop. You run aground on the rocky beach. In the small bay, so the island is this kind of shape.
We
you've come in here
about
you,
20 meters out.
Well, you've run into these rocks here.
Ah, okay.
Made it through the bay and then run aground around here.
And it's high tide at the moment.
It is high tide currently. That's the only way you could get into the bay.
That's a good thing, I suppose.
Are we stuck here, do you think?
Oh, yes. basically, well, we're going to need, let's wait till it's light. The keel out.
Yeah, I meant more. Do we think we're stable here for now?
Oh yeah, we're not going anywhere. But yeah, we're not sinking anymore. I'm going to have to check the damage when it's lighter. When
then we don't need to try out, and extract anyone right now.
When the tide comes out, we will be on the side.
Yeah, but maybe you can float it for the next
depends.
High tide.
Why don't we? I was going to say, what's the tide situation here? Though we can probably check the chart.
Yeah, what is
for that.
The tidal?
Mm-hmm. They're going to have that information, so let's have a word with a member of the crew who understands such things.
Well, that's me or
you. Well, this would be navigation seamanship, but Arnold has studied the... he's the second mate. He studied the chart. Low yes. tide, it will drop... well done, Shelley. You've also studied the chart. The low tide is probably going to drop 3-4 meters, enough to examine the ship, but also
to tip us over.
Well, it depends if you've wedged in or not.
Yeah,
it depends
on how we're aground.
Yes, exactly. It's hard to tell at the minute because you're stopped.
We're a single
keel.
It will go thunk.
Yeah, fair.
Well, if there's rocks next to you, you might not. So, you know, you may be propped up by rocks. There's no way of knowing.
That would be an issue if we came to float it off, though.
Yes, it would, because that will cause more damage. So at low tide, you'll certainly be able to inspect the damage. It is true, the ship may fall over.
But we need to get ashore, really, before that kind of thing happens. And yes, we probably should check on the situation with the... unconscious people.
Yeah, and somebody needs to radio because we need rescuing.
Also, can any of the survivors, i.e. us, fly a helicopter?
No.
I'll have you know that I'm in the army, which means that I never say I can't do something.
Oh, look, it's handy.
Because it occurs to me, obviously. Right now is not a great position to take off from, but when the ship is falling over, that will be even worse.
It's true, they don't really like getting the rotor blades bent, do they?
How far is it to shore?
Yeah, it would be you could swim to shore in a few moments. It's
No. Are you kidding? and then die in a few more moments.
Sorry, is the weather still awful?
No, it's clearing up. It's foggy and misty, and also you're in a kind of sheltered bay that the sea is not... the bastard that it is outside. Mm-hmm. But it has settled down. The storm has calmed and the sea has calmed somewhat.
Okay.
So he sends someone... Arnold sends someone down to the radio. Someone who knows how to use a radio.
That'll probably be
good man.
It would come under the seamanship thing, if nothing. Electronics repair would also do it.
I've got electronics, but not electrical repair.
Oh, no. Electronics repair would do it. Electronics would be fine.
Okay, I'll do that.
You're probably better at it than I am.
76, so, yeah.
Yep. Right, you pop down to the radio shack.
Radio room, I think you'll find.
The radio room.
Traditionally the shack was up on deck somewhere because it was right next to where the antennae mountings were. But
So the radar and radio are on top of the bridge. Yeah. The radio room, I say you pop down, it's actually right behind the bridge. So you pop in and have a look. Yep, whereupon you discover, as is traditional,
the radio is broken.
Some bastard has smashed up the radio.
Right, what about the one in the helicopter?
A good question. Let's have an electronics... Oh, it is actually electronics here.
It's like the bloody thing, isn't it, this?
For Oliver.
Okay. That will be a 08 out of 76.
Wow, okay. It's supposed to take you 2 hours to discover this, but in 10 minutes, you pretty quickly realise it has been thoroughly smashed and is not repairable with what you have here.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I will do my Chief Brody rant about the radio, and that's just great.
Because, ranting about it fixes everything, doesn't it?
Well, you know, got a vent. I may have accidentally killed somebody, so I could possibly be in a bit of a shaky mood at the moment.
Let's have the seamanship rolls from those who have it.
Mm-hmm. Really not me.
47 under 70.
The lifeboats should have emergency beacons on them.
But they'll be beacons rather than...
It's not a two-way radio, but it will transmit an SOS.
So they'll have to be looking for us in order to...
Well, no, because it depends on the range, doesn't it? Yes, they've trashed the radio in there as well.
You haven't been on the helicopter. No, this is...
Oh,
the,
sorry,
well,
I just
thought that's
the,
where they'd gone when you were like, oh, sorry. It should take you 10 minutes.
No, this is the ship's radio.
Ah, right, because when I said, what about the one... Is there a
oh, apologies.
What about sorry, I thought you meant that one was trashed as well.
Is the ship going to launch as well?
It well, the lifeboats are launchers, really.
No, they're not.
The ship's boat...
No, they are legally not allowed to be. They have to have separate lifeboats to...
Let me quickly investigate.
Will you be playing with a different group next time,
eh?
I think you're fine.
You have two launchers and then several inflatable lifeboats on board. Mm-hmm. And it's the launchers that would have the beacons on.
Right.
No, the launches will have...
And in the meantime...
The launches will have a radio, just won't be a very...
No, these don't have radios. They
in
have
the meantime, it may be different in
1980... Mm-hmm. I can write the adventure, but on this there is no mention of anything other than emergency distress transmitters on the
launches. I would expect it to be sort of one step above a walkie-talkie. Radio, because you can run it off the boat battery rather than something you have to carry.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be long range at all.
Meanwhile, on the helicopter...
Go off the ionosphere.
It does have a radio. it is not powerful enough to reach the mainland from here.
That's fair enough.
On the helicopter?
No, that's fair enough.
And but if we can fly the helicopter, we can possibly get it within range of somewhere. We just need to make
Let's
sure.
Let's have a helicopter piloting role from
I'd just like to check. This is theoretical at this point.
Yes, it's just to see.
Don't want to just
easy.
Lift off and fall over the side.
Oliver is absolutely correct. If you're going to get the helicopter off, do it now, because it's only going to get a lot harder if the ship falls over, i.e. impossible. As far as the range of this helicopter, there's plenty of fuel, but it's you can't take all the fuel on it, because it would be too heavy.
Do we have a map of the island?
Yes, you have nautical maps, and this island specifically.
So can we spot the closest possible place to put the helicopter down?
Yeah,
where it would be safe.
So it's kind of a mountain, as you can see. It's kind of a mountainous island, as they generally are. That upper height is 225, which I believe is feet above sea level rather than metres. That would be a chonky old island, wouldn't it? Where's the bit about the helicopter? Oh, here we go. Hundred 160 miles
won't get us to any land.
You've got two 6-seater. The boats are motor launchers. I should have checked this one. And there are 4 8-place life rafts as well. You've all forgotten, as far as I could tell, the hot air balloon.
No, we're just trying.
We're just ignoring
it.
I'd definitely forgotten the hot air balloon.
We can, of course, tow it with the helicopter.
It might help to. Do you know? I mean, that's pretty much.
I know we do a pulpy style.
That is practically what happens in the Mission Impossible.
It's a one-man hot air balloon. I'm sorry to tell you.
Right. What could we put that up with a beacon in it? To increase the range of the beacon by taking it up over the horizon.
Yeah, you could. That's a good idea.
We could just basically tether it, get on land, tether it, and just take it up high enough. If we presumably we've got some sort of cable.
Rope. There's rope on the boat.
Yes.
Well, the balloon itself will have a proper, because there'll be a thing to actually. I mean, presumably it's a surveying balloon, yeah.
Yes, but so, it is a it can be manned or womaned or gender non-specific.
But yeah, I mean, we could possibly do that then, since we do basically need rescue as soon as possible. We're not going to be able to sail away out of this.
Now, there are scattered around the ship. There is one hut, which is not far away from where you are, with apparently a cache of food in it.
Right.
And we should... there are several hides from where to observe the birds.
I'm going to take control of the organising. But this is the natural thing I think I would do in this situation. Organising people to... delegating to get stuff out of the galley and stores. You know, get the tents and all that kind of stuff and the food and whatever we need. Electronics. We'll come back for personal effects if we have time at the end. Get them onto the launch and ferry them across... as near as possible. I presume we've got sleds or something like that. If not, we'll have to fashion some.
It's not really big enough for sleds. No, I mean, you can march across the island in relatively short order. So
but it's just much easier if you're pulling a pulk rather than if you're carrying all the bloody stuff.
You can certainly fashion some sleds. You don't have any on board.
Okay. Something like that, then, so that we can get the stores...
Okay, I think the first thing is we get it off the boat and then transport it across land once it's off the boat.
I want to make the boat safe, as in I basically want to make sure the engines are completely off, the fuel is pumped away, etc. Try and basically make it so, I mean...
get in the best shape for future repairs, so
partly as well. What I also don't want to do is basically create an environmental hazard.
Very committed.
That is extremely conscientious of you. However, I'd rather not die, and if there has to be an environmental hazard for that to happen, then I'm afraid it's Slick City.
This all takes a couple of hours, possibly 3 or 4 hours. Day fully dawns. Let's have a natural history roll for Shandy. Not for Shandy, for Oliver. Well, anyone who's got natural history, in fact.
No.
Yeah, I have an unreasonable amount of natural history.
I have natural history.
I've only got 10.
09.
Feel free.
But I've rolled 91. So
not as critical as mine, but not as critical as the docs, but still a success.
You both... this island is supposed to be... absolutely covered.
And there aren't any.
Like, you remember the brochures, it's silent. And the island doesn't look...
ninja penguin.
...quite like the brochure. But, you know, the brochure is basically this rocky green island with not much shrubbery to speak of, but covered with these penguins.
But this one isn't.
There's only a few dozen birds in sight.
I'm not trusting any literature from Butlins again, I can tell you that much.
And so you're just sort of gazing, because you haven't got... I mean, you're helping out with the logistics.
Getting the first aid kit and stuff like that.
You're not making the decisions.
First aid supplies.
Ophelia's pretty busy. Tom's pretty busy. Yes, you're quite busy. Shandy's trying to be helpful. But Oliver and the doc, you are gazing out of the island when you become aware that... it seems to be something missing. The whole point you came.
Where is the wildlife?
When you came, there's some weird stuff on the island. It's shimmering unusually in the kind of greyish light. It looks like
slime.
Slime.
Oh, giant slugs.
How's the
listening?
There must
clear
have been an oil
slime.
Spill or something.
There's no plants. I mean, the plants are a bit sparse in this area anyway, but it's just bare earth where it's not rock. And you can see now it's got light. The hut, which should be up above you on the bay, just looks like a collapsed pile of sticks and is also covered in slime.
What the hell?
Let's think again about this idea of sleeping not on the boat.
Well, they must have some big slugs around here to make that much slime.
So we're going to need salt.
Explosives? Are there any explosives on the boat?
I would say after a full inventory, during the thing, there is a tin of dog food, a pot noodle. There is a 2 auto-loading rifles, a pump shotgun, which Shandy has commandeered, a flare pistol.
I love that.
Several fuel drums and gas
cylinders. Well, they might be useful.
Anyone with significant amount of chemistry could rig up an explosive device.
Oh, sorry, I'm saying me. I've no idea if I've got any chemistry. I'm just sort of making it up.
I think you have.
You're just
more,
saying me.
You're
right.
More pharmacology.
I've got 11% chemistry, but, you know. I'm pretty sure that I know how to make... Okay.
You've got a degree. You've had to do at least A-level chemistry.
Yeah, okay, well, that's about 11%.
And any A-level chemist who doesn't know how to make explosives just wasn't paying attention.
But all lot. Back in the 80s it did.
Sodium hydrochloride.
So as you asked specifically, does anyone have chemistry or explosives? Or I don't think that is a thing.
No. Only in real life.
Not even me.
Well, the doctor's kind of aware you could probably rig up these fuel drums into something. Molotov cocktails, yeah. I guess. That sort of stuff, as well as rigging up a fuel drum itself to blow this up. Is,
I haven't even got demolitions. Jesus.
What did you do in the army?
No. Ordered people around, I think. Yeah.
Kicked people in the head.
Well, I managed to become a captain, so probably just, you know, did a few damn fool acts of heroism, and that was enough to get me noticed.
There's several propane gas canisters, there's cans of fuel.
Ah, no,
propane
they
will canisters will go up, especially if you shoot them with a rifle.
Yes. So there's that sort of
so if
stuff.
We find a shark...
Plenty of ropes, knives.
When it all gets too much.
Have we got any sort of... I mean, my main thing is, if the tide's going to go out, I'd like the boat to stay roughly upright. So are there any sort of bracing and stuff that we could actually put down?
More like a jack or something?
It's going to be pretty... Well, no,
the problem
basically,
is doing
like,
it. I mean, it's a big boat.
It takes like
it's a big old
practically
steel
telegraph
hole.
Poles, doesn't it?
Yeah, and
no, what I'm saying is are there any is there any steel that we could actually cut from the ship?
Does it have masts? This thing has it got substantial?
I don't think so. I think
masts
it's
for radio.
Motorized.
No, I know it's got. I know it's got a motor.
Yes,
but
yes.
I'm wondering if it's got a substantial. Mast
I guess
or
the
or
difficulty
just a
is,
mast.
I mean, this would involve welding, also knowing which way the ship's likely to fall. I mean, this is a big old chunky ship. And doing that in the water before the tide recedes.
Well, it's more than anything. You don't particularly need to have basically, the main thing is the boat doesn't need, well, actually saying that, if it's at 30 degrees, it probably does need a reasonable amount of support. But normally with a boat is, you don't need a massive amount of force to keep it upright to balance it on its keel.
When it's in, yeah, okay. I mean, I guess what I would say, if it falls over, it's fairly likely to refloat when the tide comes back up. Depending on how far it falls.
That depends if it kind of fills up, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, it depends on the damage.
I think it's
there.
In a bad situation, to be honest. I don't hold out high hopes for the boat, and I would rather we pinned our hopes more on a plan for getting stuff off it.
I don't like slime. I want to stay on the boat. I would prefer to stay on the boat with the nutters. Than go
well, presumably that. The nutters can either be treated or... Sorry, I can't call them the nutters. The affected crew members can be either treated or put down or something. I don't know. What's
he is posh, isn't he?
They are... I mean, it's up to you, Doctor, but they're probably going to die with those symptoms.
I can't treat them. I don't have anything to treat them with.
Won't it work its way out of the system? Can we give them some sort of...
purgative or something? No.
Yes.
It's already in their system, is the problem.
So you could give them a load of charcoal and make their poo black for the fun of it.
For shits and giggles.
You don't really want to laugh at someone's poo in their last hours. Did he have any last words? No, just the most hilarious turd. It's not really the way anybody wants to go, so to speak.
How much light do we have, Nick?
Well, how much light have you got? It's summer,
so
we worked out it was going to be daybreak at about 7:30. Well, I'm going to ask for when sunset is, but probably, again, you've probably got about 12 hours daylight, of which you've used about 3 or 4 just getting to the position you are now, which is on the shore, watching the tide slowly recede. With the vessels, are you, Shandy, going to take the helicopter up?
Can I get to the place we thought was a reasonable spot?
Higher up, there's like a pool in the centre of the island, and there's some flattish bits around there. Yeah, probably be fine. It's not a giant helicopter.
Okay, I think I probably do need to do that.
Okay, let's have a comedy critical fail for your helicopter roll, please.
I think we should all be off the ship while this happens.
Okay.
make sure that we've taken the hot air balloon off.
Probably
as well,
for the best.
Because that might be our last
chance. We want the hot air balloon and the beacons from the life rafts.
We will follow in the footsteps of that great Swedish balloon pioneer, Salomon André.
One of the beacons is missing. The other one seems to be there.
What a crappy arrangement was this?
All right, Shandy.
75 over 51.
Okay. I was about to say, you get minus 20% for the...
you don't need it.
It turns out you fucked it up all by yourself. Let's have a...
fun bloody test.
It's literally a 50-50 shot.
I think what happens with that is you start to take off, do not get to a position where you feel comfortable to actually lift it off the deck. So you don't get yourself in a difficult position, but it is... You can try again at some point, but at the minute...
Wind's in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Well, and you're at a 30-degree angle.
Yeah, I mean...
I'll be honest, that's not...
It's righted itself up a bit since
you're at a 28 degree angle. I don't think,
but it's not ideal,
right? In that case, I might try and enlist some help to find something we could use to prop it to a better angle for the next attempt. Because presumably the issue is the feet are at the wrong angle.
Yeah, well, it's the difficult floats, to get the whole thinking. Thing up. Well, and yeah. Also, it's hard to get the lift. When you're at this sort of angle instead of...
Mm-hmm. We should
be able to get wedges under the lower pontoon, something like that.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough.
Might help.
Shandy, do you want to make a helicopter pilot roll? Actually, mechanical. This is more of a physics thing, so mechanical repair or physics, if like anyone has
it. You make it sound like physics involves hitting it with the mallet.
So I've rolled atrociously. I've rolled 73, but that's still under 80.
Ophelia knows exactly. She gets the gist of it, and she tells you exactly where to put the wedges at what angle. And the helicopter is at a pretty good angle at this point. So taking off is not that hard. Am I going to get you into trouble just for the sake of it? I'm going to give you plus 20%.
Okay. Well, I've rolled a 0.7.
Woohoo!
Oh.
That fixed it.
And Shandy arrives back in Argentina a few minutes later.
I feel like I forgot something.
perfect. Yeah. With that, you can fly and land fairly close to the central pool of the island. what from the air, like in that pamphlet that the Bird Society gave you, there's supposed to be 5 million penguins. You reckon there's maybe 1,000?
He's been eating them.
Probably a bad breeding season.
They're all looking scared.
Yeah. It's funny you should say that.
I was going to say, they're all huddling together, but then the penguins.
As you land.
Yes.
Yeah, they don't sort of panic. They're not nesting, as they should be. Now, I don't know. I'm just going from what the scenario says, but the penguins appear dazed and confused. So how you tell...
as opposed to comfortably numb.
I've got a lot of experience of seeing dazed and confused penguins during some of our barrages during the recent incident in the Falklands.
Well, to you, they just look like normal penguins.
Yeah, they're just
a normal situation.
They've always got this wide-eyed, slightly shaking move.
You feel... deep in your heart that the penguins appear confused.
Yeah, they're not doing tricks for fish like I used
to think
to
that
them.
He wrote that out and sent it in with a straight face, probably.
The other thing you would... What's your natural history, Shani?
It is 17, but I did roll a 0-4.
You don't think there's enough penguins here even to...
To warrant recover? A trip?
These are the lesser barbed penguins. They're likely to now become an extinct species.
Poor things.
Which is the real tragedy of this scenario. Maybe we should just end there. That's
if you'd like to help a penguin, you can knit a small sweater for one or build a little coffin.
So it is, I guess, mid-afternoon at this point.
I go down to join the others,
early
not in
afternoon.
The helicopter.
Let's say early afternoon.
I walk down to join the others.
What's... Arnold cracks open a beer while you decide what to do next.
Right. So we need to really try and set something up on shore, even if it's just in case the ship does start to move and we can't stay on it at all.
Mm.
Because otherwise we probably should go and have a look at the hut. See what the situation there is, because something appears to have happened.
Maybe see if we can find where these things are nesting? I don't know, do snails nest?
Well, it's not likely to be a snail, it's huge, unless there's millions of them.
They're all those giants.
You don't get snails in the snow, do you?
Snow snails? Seems like they'd freeze.
Ice slugs? Well, yeah, exactly.
Apparently you get snails in volcanoes, though. No, really?
No, I'm not. It's just... that's a bit like being in the Antarctic and saying that you can't melt an ice cube in a microwave. That's fascinating, but we don't have a microwave. lacking a volcano,
one?
I think, as far as I can tell.
They actually have iron shells...
Your deep sea snails. Yeah.
The ones that live in the vents.
Very cool.
Well, no, actually very hot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does everyone remember why you are here on this island?
Yes, apparently it was to do with deep sea snails that live around volcanic vents.
No.
Mark, I've been misinformed.
Okay.
Penguins. No, it's because we have suspicious... Some kind of slightly convoluted suspicion involving two disappearing ships.
And basically, not so much buried treasure as buried mythos.
Yeah.
Yes, there is a cultist cache somewhere on this island. In fact, you have descriptions.
In the hut.
Where it may be.
Draw
a line from the tip of the horn to the nearest part of the pool. At the midpoint of this line, start south. On meeting the cliffs, go northeast for 200 yards. Anyway, I just thought I'd remind you.
Because
no
we might have, it's
might
been
have
how many weeks?
That.
We
yeah,
might have
okay.
forgotten that.
It has been a while. It's actually been longer in game mode, to be fair.
We review the notes that Corey had.
Yes, that's it. Corey had these notes. This was the diary that you translated
mm-hmm.
from... Hamilton. Not that one.
Hamilton Corey?
Hamilton, no. Corey was your friend who had bid for this diary.
Mm. Then he caught a bad case of the Jackson Eliases.
Yes, he did. And the diary
was... You
know,
just the common element is us. Our friends just have bad times.
Let's have int by five rolls from the lot of you.
Yep, 26 out of 80.
36 out of something over 60.
59 under 60. Firing on all cylinders tonight.
30 under 45.
Well done. Well, you who made Chandy, did you make it?
Yeah.
As you're sort of putting everything out, Sandy's descending from the elevated position where she put the helicopter. It takes her a little while to get back, but as you're all reconvening and looking at what you've got and watching the tide go down and wondering quite what will happen to the ship, Arnold's not there.
What?
And those of you who made it by more than half...
Me?
What the hell?
Where's he gone?
What was the state of mind?
Oh, man, you told me you were sane when I was standing there with the bloodstained axe. And you're not going to tell the truth to a man with a bloodstained axe. What are you going to tell the truth to?
The worrying thing is you were the most sane person in the room at that.
Do we need to look for him? What's he doing? Hunting penguins? I mean...
Well, he could be getting a nice sniper position to take us out.
We're hunting wabbits.
I can't think why.
Pretty lucid.
Really? Does anybody in this place?
He did seem very with it. He helped with all the...
How long ago?
He wasn't frothing or trying to chew my thighs.
Was it that he went missing?
Well, it's difficult because you've all been doing different things and he's been helping, ferrying things back and forth. You're pretty sure the last time any one of you saw them was him getting out of the boat on the island after a trip back with the stores, probably a couple of hours ago.
But that was on land.
But
right, so he's probably headed off to see where these trails go then. That would be the logical thing, I think, wouldn't it?
If we want...
Well, the trails over the island.
If we want a lookout point, we need to go up. Just go back down.
Yeah, you can head back up. You didn't notice him on your trek.
But I wasn't looking for him. Yeah.
Not particularly, no.
Am I right in understanding the geography that would give us a reasonable vantage point?
No, I mean, there are some jagged rocks and bumps. You wouldn't see everywhere on the whole island. It's a better vantage point than you've got right now. That's faux show.
Is somebody who isn't me proficient at tracking?
Not me.
Let me just check my soldierly skills. No.
No?
But if you find something, I can throw it quite well.
I'll bear that in mind.
Oliver, perhaps if we go together... Sure. I don't think we ought to split up in these circumstances.
How many weapons have we got?
Well, if you take a shotgun and an axe...
You may casually notice at this point I haven't actually put the axe down.
I've got the flare gun.
And I've never will gun, again. So,
mm-hmm. Well, if we can get that rifle back of him, we'll have another rifle.
Okay, so what are you taking with you, and where are you going?
Shotgun, axe, going up.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of rope with which to tie an insane man if he turns out to be insane and survives.
Okay. And is it just...
And how do you explain that if it turns out he's perfectly sane and we're there with a load
of
rope?
Well, take one of these...
No one is going to raise questions about finding Sandy walking off with another man and some rope.
We thought you was into it, man, after we found those magazines.
We heard it was your birthday.
Take one of these syringes.
You can find a lamppost.
So it's just Shandy heading back up, or is Oliver going as well? Shandy and Oliver. Yeah. Okay, you two trek up. What are the other three of you doing?
I guess I'll try to... Well, while we've got plenty of light, I think a couple of us should go and have a look at the hut. You said it looked in a bad state from the air, but it's supposed to be a cache of food there. That could be handy. Might be something else. Who knows?
I wouldn't mind actually having a look at the boat and see how badly old the actual boat is.
Okay.
All right, yeah.
All right, Olivia, you're watching as the tide sort of reveals the ship and it starts to tip one way or the other. It is, you have been luckier, it tips further, but it is jammed between a few... jammed is not ideal in many situations.
Using a lot of words that aren't ideal for this boat.
The ship itself, let's have a seamanship roll.
Let's make my roll against my seaman. 19.
That's pretty good.
Under it 70.
It's hulled in several areas, but the hull is repairable. Fixing that... And refloating the boat, fixing it's probably going to take about 50 hours of work with a bit of oxyacetylene and the equipment you have available. You can divide that between, but that's how much work it's going to be. Then refloating it will be hard, but you reckon you could do it, probably. It does depend on, you're going to take more damage getting back out again. But probably superficial damage and probably won't hold it. So
particularly
it is repairable.
Pick the right tide and do it very slowly.
Maybe tow it carefully with one of the launches.
Yeah,
that would possibly work.
Or even both the launches, one in front, one behind, and basically one to slow it and pull it.
So what were you doing, Tom?
We're going to look at the hut.
Yeah,
oh, that's
go
right.
And
you're both
look
heading
up,
the
hut. So we need to arm ourselves. Is there an hunting rifle? That would be my choice.
There is a rifle. It's a automatic rifle.
Is it really? Yeah, I'll take that.
A .223.
Really? Well, let's hope we're up against something smaller than a penguin, then.
Yes, exactly. I'm not... it's not...
A squirrel comes at us, it's the weapon of choice.
It's slightly bigger than a .22 rifle.
No, .223 is the current NATO 5.56 cartridge. So you're saying we have an American...
Oh, I see, right.
Probably American, given that the L-85 isn't in service yet. So we have an M-16, basically.
Oh, God.
It gets worse, doesn't it?
You have one of them.
You have a club that could explode.
That will do.
It may it may explode towards the enemy sometimes.
There's also a flare pistol.
The doctor's already nabbed that.
Okay. There's the pump shotgun that Shandy's still got. You've got your own pistol. So, are you taking the assault rifle?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely taking the rifle.
Okay. You clamber up to the hut. It's not far away, so you're still well within sight of Ophelia down on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Such that it is. It's not really a pleasant beach. It's shingly. Reminds you of measles.
Still.
Hut
only a short walk from the beach.
Slimy.
It's not covered in bird shit, funnily enough. Actually, Ophelia, you notice it's covered in lots of little white chunks.
Bony chunks.
Thing. What, like little bits of salt or something?
Or ground up penguin.
That's a bone.
Ground up penguin is closer to the mark, I'm not going to lie. They are tiny bits of bone.
Oh.
And now you notice it, they are all over. Imagine if 5 million birds
round up
exploded.
If you don't mind, I think I'd like to make a sanity roll.
I don't want to notice this.
It's fine by me.
I'm far enough away.
I think
away
anyone here. Anyone with natural history of 50 or more is going to make a sanity roll at this point.
Oh, it's pretty. I'm happily safe.
I'm going to get a 0.6 on the sanity roll.
Okay. I mean, that would be worrying if, like, chopping a man to death with an axe doesn't bother you, but the deaths of 5 million penguins. Well, yeah.
Actually, no, I know quite a few people who.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but you're moving into real classic psychopath territory there.
He's basically Chris Packham. Not
a psychopath.
I think he'd be upset by 5 million penguins more than if he severed
got called a psychopath
with his axe. But that's my opinion. is that worse? I don't mean that Chris Packham from the telly. I'm thinking a different Chris Packham who goes to a different school.
School in Canada. You wouldn't know him.
Yeah. The hut has been completely smashed.
Packham the hut.
All its furniture and fittings are completely destroyed. There are cans of food, which have
spoiled?
Been kind of.
Regulated.
They're just flat.
Oh,
like something. As if. You know, as if you put
something
them on a train track and the train had run over them or something like that. Yeah, and whatever has been squeezed out is not there.
Sadly, we're several decades too early for the hydraulic press channel.
that is what is left of the hut. Basically nothing.
No, it's not.
That's not good. Not good at all.
You can still recycle the cans, though, but it's 1980s.
Brilliant. We can get, 5p back on each one. Yeah, let's leave. It is a silly place. Is there any other equipment or anything that may have survived and might be of use?
Wood.
Nothing.
There's wood.
Nothing.
Which we could burn.
There is wood. There is wood.
I think at the moment we probably don't need to because we'll have heaters and things.
You've got shelter
propane heaters
and plenty of fuel on the ship.
So we're probably okay at the moment, but it's a good thought for later. We can come back up and check that out. I think let's not start dismantling it now.
Oliver and Sandy, you clamber up the rocky, bare hill. It's certainly not a mountain, but it's a rocky, disturbingly bony. But there's no viscera to speak of, which is nice. So you clamber up back to the helicopter and then. Start having a look around. You will have found some binocs, as the cool people call them, on the ship. Tom's probably got some kind of groinily issued ones, as they do in the army. But
I would imagine with all the ornithologists and that, you've got some pretty good ones.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
probably tripod mounted.
You're all twitchers. Yes, so you've got plenty of good binoculars. So let's have spot hidden rolls. I'd like you to make a phenomenal success.
Nope. Okay. Normal success.
And
the
then
call of anticlimax there.
There is a few birds, a lot of rock.
Not a lot else.
Lots of slime. Not that you can see from here. The pool, I suppose you give a good exit. The pool down below is kind of covered in brackish water, and again there's kind of an oily, turdy, slime stuff floating on top.
So that stuff is some sort of algae? It shouldn't be any kind of oil here.
I know, I've seen pond snails, they don't do stuff like this.
It's clear. I mean, there could have been some sort of I suppose it could be some sort of lubricant for a snow vehicle of some type, but
what it looks like is kind of now looking closely at it, mucus. Basically, it smells of seaweed, decaying seaweed.
Your mucus eagle,
And again, tiny, thousands of tiny white fragments. Wherever you look, wherever the slime is.
Bizarre.
Well, yeah, recognising the fragments is the kind of it's whale meat moment of this adventure, isn't it?
Slime and white is penguins!
You know, I'm a bit... We probably ought to take a look at that pool, because that's...
Yeah.
Probably not fresh water, and I do wonder if we have any fresh water available.
Do we have like desalination or anything? We've obviously got fresh water available because we've been drinking.
You've got water
it.
On the ship,
and there'll be a
but now
there'll be a desalination thing because it's a going decent ocean.
And if it comes to it, we can melt a good portion of this island.
You know, I mean, you're quite well supplied. You're not far off Port Stanley, so you've got quite a bit of food.
We need to get to work on the distress beacon.
Yeah, that seems to be
so
our
on,
first.
We've still got some hours left, but let's send the balloon up.
Okay.
Yeah, I suppose after, well, maybe we try and do a circuit of the top bit as far as we can, and then head back towards the others.
Okay,
yeah, sounds good. If we can't spot the guy, we can't spot the guy. But
yeah,
let's have another spot hidden roll from you both doing your. Circumnavigation.
Oh, 05.
Oh.
12 out
that's
of
very good.
43.
That's half an extreme.
Okay.
Whatever that is.
Half an extreme. Double extreme. Phenomenal. You don't see anyone in particular, but you do notice a line of cliffs sort of on the northeast of the island, which is probably the cliffs that Hamilton was talking about in his diary, where he says, on meeting the cliffs, go northeast for 200 yards.
Has this guy gone for what we've
come
for?
Do you think we should? He might have done.
Surely he wouldn't have just gone off alone, though. It's not like we wouldn't have noticed. And where could he go afterwards? I mean, it seems a bizarre thing to do, quite honestly.
We know.
Why would he
him?
Know about it?
Because he's the secret cultist.
Ah.
The one we were looking
there is,
for.
There is that possibility. He may have revealed himself. But again, what, unless he's got a rendezvous
to
arranged.
To get rescued.
Which could work nicely as a rescue. I still think we should play safe and make sure that the beacon goes up, but other than that, we probably need to track him, don't we?
I think we should probably go and tell the others what we found and all look for him together.
Report back rather than just vanish.
Right. We're definitely not going to head off.
You arrive back kind of early afternoon. You've had low tide. Which is where Ophelia had a look. The tide's starting to come back up again.
And what's happened with the ship in that case?
It is repairable, as Ophelia says. You can have a conflab. While they are returning, you can send up the balloon, which happens without... what kind of inflating a hot air balloon when you've never done it before, Skill?
Common sense.
You're assuming I've never done it before. I might be a keen balloonist. But we both know that there's going to be nothing on here relevant.
We do, don't we? Let's just have an in by four roll.
That's harsh. I'm a very average man when it comes to the old brain.
Is it just
you
doing
it? 37. I have an int of 12.
Well, you're there as well.
Well, apparently I'm sort of in a commanding position. But yes, I have, in fact, made it.
The instructions are quite clear. You follow them.
Thank you
balloon,
for purchasing
so
an arms.
So you're tethering it down, what, by the remains of the hut, or onto the ship, or onto your...
Oh, no, down... Probably, I suppose we ought to put it maybe near the hut. That's higher up, isn't it?
I would think something on the ship is going to be strongest. Heaviest.
Well, easier to deal with if there's an issue as well, I suppose. Although
also
it could potentially land on the
exactly
sea.
Where... Yeah, okay, so you tie it to the ship, the balloon goes up and starts going, bing,
Bing, bing.
And so on.
We admire around about this blue, time,
Oliver and Sandy come back. No sign of Arnold. Well, I'll let you go.
Yep, no sign of the man.
No, but we did see what might be those cliffs.
Yeah.
So do we think he's a cultist then? Maybe.
I mean, he might have just gone...
Well, he's not sniping at us like a rational man would.
You make a compelling argument.
Oliver still carrying the blood covered out.
Yeah.
A rational man.
Talking to you about rational men.
We need to find him.
Hitting someone with an axe is just like programming in machine code.
All right. How are we for daylight, do we think? And I mean, it's not really a dark, dark night, is it?
No, it's twilight.
So summer. if we take
the Antarctic, you're close to the Antarctic.
Well, I mean, we'll need to take a tent and sleeping bag and so on with us anyway. Because if we did get stuck somewhere, we've obviously got to you know manage the best we can. So we'll have to get a sled together.
I mean, I can. I can.
That would be excellent.
I would like to try and work on the patching up the boat.
Unless we have no choice, I don't think we should sleep away from the ship. I don't want to be 6,000 more little chunks of bone, man.
I'm just mainly talking about the possibility of getting stuck. We'll just take the absolute minimum in terms of rations, a small stove, sleeping bag each, and probably one tent. Plus, if it really comes to it, having the sled will be easier to bring back the body, since we don't have Rocket Ajax on hand. Or any kind of toilet cleaner, as far as I'm aware.
Not just toilets, kitchen cleaners. Well.
Thank you for that. By the way, thank you for that, John. I now have Queen going round my head, and it is wonderful. Dum, dum, dum.
What do you mean? What do you think? What I just said what I mean. So anyway, carry on.
What do you mean Gordon doesn't lie? Well, how can I rephrase it?
Alive Gordon is.
Right, so you've loaded up with some equipment. Night is approaching. It's a few hours. It's like late after, it's like 4 o'clock.
Yeah, I mean, he's been gone a while, so...
How long do we reckon it would take us to get over to the cliffs and back?
What was that, Oliver? Sorry?
How long do we reckon it would take us to get over to the cliffs and back? We've had a look at the ground between here and there.
Not that long. It's not a big island.
Yeah, so
we can do it.
What's
in the
he been
light?
Doing? He's been gone ages, so where's he gone?
Maybe he's found the cave.
Mm.
Have we got walkie-talkies?
You can have walkie-talkies, yeah. There's some on the boat.
It just seems sensible to stir.
Because
I want to... I don't particularly want to go... Well, unless you desperately want me to go with you, I want to stay and be doing boaty things.
Split the party. Okay.
So when we start screaming, you come and rescue us.
No, I was thinking
quietly get on board the ship and sail away. Okay, that will do it for tonight. You have got one session left, if that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I promise.
We can't drag it out longer?
I've been burned before, you know.
I mean, you could, yes. Well, I'm not sure it's... No. It's not entirely up to you at this point, so no.
I'm feeling that it might be quite short and basically
slimy,
crunchy.
Yeah,
short and slimy, just like they like it. Right, I'm gonna. That was disturbing. I'm gonna leave
guys.
You all
thanks,
with
Nick.
That image.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much, Nick. Just thank check you. Your signal if you haven't already.
Oh, it's I very, will. Okay, thank you.
Speaking of short and slimy. I figured you hadn't had time. Thank you very much, and we will see you all.
See you everyone. Bye.
Good. Bye. Definitely the last session. Definitely the last session. No problem.